1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 현재 심정으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, hi, Martin.
Are you ready for the concert?
I am not sure that I can perform in front of such a huge group of people.
You're a good violinist, and you've practiced a lot. I'm sure you'll do a good job.
I don't know. My hands are shaking. I have butterflies in my stomach.
You just need to try to relax.
What if I miss a note? What am I going to do?
How about taking a deep breath?
All right. I'm on next. Here I go. Thanks for your encouragement.
You'll be great.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hello, how may I help you?
I'd like to deposit a check.
Do you know your account number?
Yes, it's 994-72-098-722.
Would you like to deposit some money?
No, I'd like to withdraw $40.
All right. Will four $10 bills be okay for you?
Okay.
Here you are. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 올해 하기로 한 것이 무엇인지 고르세요.
So, have you made any New Year's resolutions yet?
No, I never bother with making any of those things.
Why not? Everyone makes New Year's resolutions. Mine is to exercise more often and get in better shape.
That's nice. I hope I'll get a promotion at work, but that's not a resolution. I have decided not to make any because I always seem to break my resolutions quickly.
Yeah, that's a real problem with me too. Last year, I promised to quit smoking, but I couldn't. This year is going to be different. I have to lose some weight.
I sure hope so. You look like you could lose a little weight.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 한 의도로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hello.
Hi, Mina. This is Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Anyway, I'd like to apologize for last night.
Oh, don't worry about it.
But your guitar. I should have been more careful.
Come on, Tommy. Forget it.
I want you to pay for the broken guitar.
Listen, Tommy, it's no big deal. Accidents happen, especially at parties.
Well, if you say so, but...
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 하던 일을 중도에서 그만둔 이유를 고르세요.
John, you look terrible. What have you been doing?
Jogging.
Jogging? In this heat?
Well, it would have been okay, but I got lost. I ended up running about 10 kilometers.
How come?
The sports instructor told me to turn right immediately after Lincoln High School. Problem is, I don't know what Lincoln High School looks like.
So, you got lost?
Well, I guess I passed by the school. I ran all the way through the village and up a hill. Then I was totally lost. I ended up running down the back of that hill.
I am sorry to hear that.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 하고자 하는 것이 무엇인지 고르세요.
Excuse me, but I have a reservation. My name is Alan Nelson. My confirmation number is 570-999-27.
Just a second, sir. Ah, yes, I have it. Okay, I just need some information. That's Alan Nelson, and your address?
209 Willow Trees Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina.
How long will you need it?
5 days.
And are you here for business or for pleasure?
Business. I'm supposed to get a corporate discount.
Oh, yes, I see it here. May I see your driver's license and a major credit card?
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 고등학교를 다닌 도시를 고르세요.
Melissa, your accent is somewhat different. Where are you from?
I'm from Quebec, Canada.
From Canada? Where were you born?
Athens. My parents lived in Greece when I was born. We moved to Quebec in 1980 when my father got a job with an engineering company.
When did you come to Chicago?
We moved here when I was 12.
Did you go to school here in Chicago?
Yes. I began school in Quebec, but went to high school here. Then I went to college in L.A.
Athens, Quebec, and L.A. Wow, you moved a lot.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 시각을 고르세요.
What's the time?
It's 7:30.
Oh, I have to go. I'll be late. Do you want to meet for lunch?
Yeah. What time should we meet?
How about 12:30?
Let's make it at 1. I have an aerobics class until 12:15. However, I'll have to leave soon after we meet.
How come?
I have a hair appointment at 2:15.
Okay. What else are you doing today?
I'm meeting Maria to do some shopping at 11.
Okay. I'll meet you in front of City Hall at around 1. It's a busy day for you.
It's my only day off from work.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업을 고르세요.
Hello, Jessica Moore speaking.
Hi, Jessica. This is Paul Allens at Future Realty. I think I found a house you'll be interested in.
Oh, terrific. What is it like? Tell me about it.
Well, it's in Longwood, the area you wanted. It's a red brick, split-level, three-bedroom house. It's only 4 years old and has a nice living room with a lot of sunshine and a country-style kitchen.
How big a yard does it have?
It's a one-acre lot with a very pretty flower garden and some nice-sized trees in the back.
Oh, it sounds perfect.
When do you want to see it?
Could we meet there tomorrow afternoon?
Sure thing. Let's make it at 4 o'clock.
10번입니다. 다음은 메리의 상담 요청에 대한 답변입니다. 메리의 고민이 무엇인지 고르세요.
Dear Mary, I understand how you are feeling about yourself now, but listen, you are just fine the way you are. Learn to relax. Think of other pleasures in life. It's true that grades are important, but they are not everything. There are many other important things in your life, such as friends, health, family. Forget all about the grades. Just learn to be satisfied with the way you are. I hope you will feel better soon.
11번입니다. 다음 일기 예보를 듣고 내일의 날씨를 고르세요.
Good evening. This is Bill Martin. Today was cloudy and very cold. Temperatures have been a little low for this time of the year. The highs were 5 to 7 degrees below zero, and the lows were 12 to 15 degrees below zero. I wish it were a better forecast for tomorrow, but the satellite photo shows it will be much colder and very windy all day long. Temperatures will be 2 degrees lower than today, and there is a 10% chance of snow. You will have to wear thick clothes when you go out. Be careful not to catch a cold. The day after tomorrow will be clear and a little warmer, and you'll be able to see the sun. Thank you. I want to welcome all of the members. I would like to call the meeting to order. The aim of this meeting is to discuss what we can do for our environment. We have some basic rules before we start. The speakers are supposed to limit their remarks to 10 minutes. At the end of each presentation, there will be a 5-minute discussion period. Thank you again for your attendance.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 액수를 고르세요.
How much is the ticket for the movie?
Do you want a children's or adult ticket?
I need both.
Children's tickets are $6 each and adult tickets are $9.
Wow, the price has increased since I was here last.
Yes, we had a price increase last month.
I would like 2 adult tickets and 2 children's tickets, please.
Here you are, sir. The movie is showing in the first theater on the left.
Thank you.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의도로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Now, I just have to ask you some questions, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay.
All right, then. Do you know how to use a computer?
Yes, I used one in my last job.
And is it okay if you work overtime?
Well, I have children, so I'd rather not.
Can you speak any other languages?
Yes, I speak French. I used it at home when I was a child.
Okay. And can you travel for a few days at a time?
Well, actually, I have to say that is kind of a problem.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, it's because of the children.
All right. It's really not important.
15번입니다. 다음을 듣고 설명하는 기구의 장점을 고르세요.
In the future, the answer to the question, where am I, will be much easier thanks to a system called the Global Positioning System. It refers to a set of satellites around the Earth that give out location signals. The system is already used by sailors and other travelers, and there are many other possible uses, especially if the receiver has a small computer that shows maps. Imagine arriving in a strange city and being able to see exactly where you are as you travel around.
16번부터 17번까지는 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 16번입니다.
Hello.
Hello, Tina. This is Nick.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Listen, I'd like to see you one of these days. How about this weekend?
I'm sorry, but I'm going out of town this weekend. How about next week?
Sure, you name the time and place.
Thanks for dropping me off at the airport.
It's my pleasure. I wanted to see you off.
I've had a really fantastic time here.
I was so happy to have you as a guest.
I'll have to tell my parents how wonderful you and your family were.
Well, you were so generous with us when we visited you.
I really appreciate everything.
I want you to know that you are always welcome in our home.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Kim.
Hi there, good morning. I'm sorry I'm late.
What's happened?
On my way here, I had some problems with my car. The brakes were not working right.
Oh, that's too bad. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Fortunately, I didn't have a car accident.
What did you do with your car?
I left my car at the garage to get it repaired.
So, what are you going to do for transportation? Harry, is that you? What happened to your long hair?
I got it all cut off. You like it?
The short look is nice, but why did you do it?
People kept mistaking me for a woman.
No way!
I swear it's true.
Like when? Give me an example.
What's the matter, Leslie? Can I help you? You look upset.
I can't get this algebra problem to come out right. It's too difficult for me.
Oh, is that so? I'm also bad at math. How many times have you worked on it?
I've tried several times. This is my sixth try, and I'm ready to give up.
You know what they say.